So when Ulu says we want companies that are going after a big market opportunity, we mean that in a very specific way. We call it a bottoms-up analysis of a market. Now let me contrast that with a tops-down. So tops-down, Gartner report says this is a billion-dollar market opportunity. So that for us is not compelling. And in fact, if that's the only market opportunity description that an entrepreneur tells us, it's actually a big negative. What we want to hear is what we call a bottoms-up market sizing. And by bottoms-up, I mean a couple of things. So start with your ideal customer. So this is the customer that's going to most appreciate your value. They're going to be the ones that you want to get in first. They're going to be enthusiastic. Who'll be your perfect customer? The next question is like, well, how much would they pay you? Right. So not necessarily now, but once your product is built and your business model is validated and so forth, what are you going to be able to get from that perfect customer? Okay, now how many customers are there like that? So just multiply by the total number of ideal customers, if you will. And that's the bottom-up market sizing. So we're starting with something really concrete and we're building up from there. Now, most companies, they can do more than just going after their ideal customer. There's adjacent markets. So there's some customers. Let me give you an example. Let's say an ideal customer is a Fortune 500 company. Like, okay, well, there's 500 of them. It's like, well, once you've sold to these 500 companies, my guess is you can probably sell to other companies that are slightly smaller, but they're not quite ideal. So there's something a little bit different about smaller companies. And so there's a leap of faith that has to be made from the ideal customer to the next set of customers. And that's the way you, from a bottoms-up point of view, build a market story that encompasses all your possibilities. Start with the ideal, build it up bottoms up, and then take these leaps of faith to other adjacent markets. Oh, by the way, the other leap of faith you can take is a business model. So we've got an initial product we're selling to them. Okay, now we've sold this product. What else can we sell to this customer? What other services, what other products? And each of these additional things you can upsell to a customer is another leap of faith. So why is bottoms up better than tops down? Well, from our point of view, a bottoms up analysis has a lot more credibility because it demonstrates you've thought about your customer and thought deeply about your customer. And so like, what makes for an ideal customer versus not an ideal customer? And if you have a really compelling story around that, it gives us confidence that you understand the problem you're solving, which customers to go after, which customers not to go after. And so it's not just about sizing the market. It's, do you understand it deeply enough to figure out how to do sales, how to do go-to-market, how to do servicing? Because all of these elements of building a business are fundamentally based on your understanding of the customer. So we actually get all of this out of a bottoms up, and we get none of it out of the tops down.